This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Joined by our good friend Mark Evans, and anytime Mark comes along for the ride, he's always full of all kinds of great information, and today won't be any different from any of the other times that he's been with us. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle, we've got a telephone number for you. It's 855-660-4261, and why don't we go to the guest lines and bring forth Mark to the airways of Auto World. Mark, are you with us?
Hey, hi, Bob. Hey, good to be with you. Happy Auto
World. Good to be with you. Thank you. And we invite listeners, anytime Mark is with us, if there's something wrong with your vehicle and you'd like a free over-the-air diagnostic check, Mark can do that for you. So either give us a call or shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. So I want to talk a little bit about the Los Angeles Auto Show and some of the various unveilings. But the one that everybody's talking about is the Tesla truck. Did you get a chance to take a look at that?
Well, yeah, I did, Bob. I think all of our listeners probably sold their cars, and they probably already put an order in for the Cybertruck. I see Musk is already saying they've got 146,000 orders on it, and I talk about futuristic. My goodness, I think that an electric truck is, I guess there's three models to it, so we've got everybody covered, so we all need to go out and order one.
Some people I know, Paul Eisenstein from thedetroitbureau.com has a story up on his website, and he basically says, you know, you thought the Aztec from Pontiac was bad this time.
Yeah.
To host. Yeah. That was always a very controversially styled vehicle, the Aztec from Pontiac, but this one outdoes it, no question or doubt about it. And interestingly enough, they equipped the vehicle with so-called shatterproof glass, only to have, during the unveiling of the truck, they were showing that off, and so they threw a rock at the truck, and it broke the window.
Yeah, I kind of, my first impression of that when I saw that live, I kind of thought, well, maybe that was set up purposely to do that because, of course, we're all going to be talking about it, you know? And the second thing I thought about, Bob, was, is Elon Musk going to be driving this truck, and that's why he wants bulletproof glass? Are you invested in the Tesla stock on the stock market?
Oh, no, I'm not. How about yourself?
Well, yeah, I've got some shares. And, you know, I'm not saying I do believe in Tesla, but I do see the stock, and it just keeps going up, heading north. And that's everybody and their brother is actually short the stock, which they're meaning that they're betting that the company's, you know, they're burning money fast. And Elon Musk, of course, this is just one another one of his play toys that he's got going out. But he's making money with of course, SpaceX, making money with the rockets, delivering goodies up to the into space, et cetera. And he's doing okay there. He's got the solar powered company out. You know, I don't know if you knew about that, but and then of course the Tesla, the electric cars are rocking and rolling. They're selling those. So, you know, like Philip Bowles, talked to him. He's like, yeah, and Mark, they just keep selling them. So they keep getting orders. So there's a lot of folks that, I do definitely know. Did you see that the LA Auto Show, the other car manufacturers who unveiled their electric cars?
Yeah, of course, everybody is talking about Ford with the Mach-E, and that is a vehicle that I never thought Ford would do that with the Mustang lineup. I thought for certain that they would keep the Mustang true to its previous history, but this time around, they're expanding the Mustang lineup with an all-electric vehicle, and it will be a five-door hatchback type of SUV, and that certainly surprised a lot of people. What do you think about the Mach-E from Ford?
Yeah, I saw that too, Bob. I remember the days back when Ford brought out the Mustang II.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've worked on a ton of them. Little bitty, short little, squatty little, gas mileage little. And it almost destroyed the Mustang model, didn't it?
Almost, not quite. No, it was a tough few years.
They got rid of it quick, didn't they? So,
it was in production for not that long. So it was just the model year 74,
yeah.
75, 76, 77. And
I really do believe, though, the word electric power is coming in our lives. I really do believe 150% that my grandkids will be driving an electric car. I really do believe that. The generations out there right now buying and selling things and how they think is completely different than how you and I, our generation, thought. And of course, we thought completely different than our parents' generation. And it just shows on how, basically how they spend the money. We they told us that we'd be spending money with a plastic card someday, everything. And we said, oh, no, the cash will never go away. Well, you know, most of us have a plastic debit card or credit card or whatever. That's how we're buying things. So I think the electric car, the electric truck is here to stay. Porsche, did you see where Porsche came out with their electric car at $110,000? Starting?
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about the Porsche and talk more about electric vehicles. And we'll ask the listeners out there, would you own an electric vehicle? Would you buy an electric vehicle? Give us a call at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America, around the world, via GCNlive.com. Mark Evans, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, is with us, and we're discussing some of the unveilings at the press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show, and it was... It was quite an eventful week, and before the break, which snuck up on us, Mark mentioned a new vehicle from Porsche. Mark, tell the folks all about this new Porsche.
Well, you know, the one thing that I noticed about on the LA Auto Show was news-wise out there, so all of us can hear it, see it, etc. It was all about the word electric. Did you notice that?
Yeah, traditionally it has always been kind of the green show, This year in particular, they really focused so much primarily on electric vehicles.
Yeah, Porsche's got the $110,000 four-door sedan ready for us at $110,000. The BMW, they interviewed those folks. They've got one out. Chevrolet's going to come out with their electric truck. And I don't know if you did back in the day. I had an opportunity back, I think it was 1998, 1999, one of those years. Bob, I do remember General Motors sending me out to San Diego area, and I got to actually do that ride and drive with one of their half-ton Chevy electric trucks. I don't know if you did get an opportunity to. I know that you weren't there then I was at, but I don't know if you picked a different day or not. And I was impressed. It looked just like the regular 1998-99 gas V8 version. But it just had electric motors in it all. And we did. I've got some awesome antique photos here. That was quite a few years ago. But and so it's been around. They've been thinking about it, and I was really impressed. We towed campers with them and towed a lot of items there with the Chevy. And so, I think the stats, I guess, show that Ford is up right now anyway on truck sales over General Motors just barely. Dodge is right behind, of course, Chevy. So it was Ford, Chevy, and Dodge, but in sales. But the overall picture is trucks. We all want trucks. And I've known that. I mean, of course, the U.S. worldwide news is, it's Ford, Chevy, and Dodge. But, if Ford hiccups, Chevy's going to be right over on the top of them and leading. Dodge is a little bit farther back. But it's overall trucks. And living out west here, everybody is a truck person. If you don't have a truck in your driveway, something's wrong with you. I mean, literally, that's what it kind of looks like, mm-hmm. feeling. And so everybody's wanting four-wheel drives, and here Tesla is. I think he's out there. He's out there. And Paul Eisenstein is exactly right. This thing looks like a Pontiac Aztec cousin to the point of no return. And another thing.
He says
mm-hmm. And he's going way out there in left field with everything, with the power. The models, three different models, single motor, dual motor, and then you got the tri-motor, all-wheel drive. The dual motor is an all-wheel drive. You got the single motor, which means it's a rear-wheel drive. But the towing capacity is unbelievable. And, of course, I don't know if any of our listeners have been in an electric vehicle. I'm sure we've got a couple out there that owns them. And it's like a cordless drill. When you pull the trigger, the head of the drill really spins now. That feeling in a car is like, it just blows me away, Bob, that my old horsepower muscle car Dodge Coronet has no power, if you know what I mean. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll sit there and spin those tires all the way down to the rims. Big deal. Whoopee. When I can hop in an electric car that's got a little four-cylinder, a Ford Fusion, it'll wipe that Dodge Coronet out, period. It is complete, clean its door, blow its door right off. So
it's still such a small market share, though, Mark, the electric marketplace. But you would hardly know that looking at Los Angeles and looking at all the manufacturers that are now building or soon to build a complete lineup of electric cars. But Dieter Zetsche, who is one of the primary folks at Daimler-Benz, Mercedes-Benz, he says that electric vehicles still need incentives in order for people to even consider them. We talk about Tesla selling 150,000 cars that are electric, and that's quite a major accomplishment for a company like Tesla. But it pales in comparison to the millions of vehicles that other manufacturers are unloading each and every year on to the consumer marketplace. But
absolutely. Like you said, 146,000, well, in the word Ford, that's one over a million instantly. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. And so that's the thing. It's going to be years, and I'm sitting back looking, and Bob, I've had to change my giddy up here in my life more than once on the repair word. That means that my customer base started when I started. When I started to build my business, that customer base was a certain age, and they owned a certain age of a car. And that car that they bought and broke down was new, and then it got old and it needed help. Well, they needed a mechanic. So here, as I am, a technician, mechanic, grease monkey, whatever, you got to help them. And so I've gone through about four of those stages with four different types of vehicles that's come to all of us in the marketplace. And so I've had to keep learning to the point of no return to be able to, because not only am I still, I'm old enough now, you and I are, it's sad to say, we got a lot of wisdom under the hood, man, big time. And we got a lot of snow on the roof, if we have any roof at all, if you know what I mean. So we got all that. But at the same token, I've got friends that's passed away now. And so their kids, I worked on their, his and hers car, and I worked on their kids' cars, and now I'm seeing their grandkids' cars. And I don't realize I'm this old. And those grandkids' cars, guess what they're buying? They don't really, as we all said before in this world, as auto world, of course, it's these kids build and care about cars, build hot rods and antiques and build vintage cars, and well, not as much as, our generation, Bob. I can't use my kids because my kids grew up around cars, lived and breathed it like me, but gee whiz, their friends have, they're just happy to just get to point A to point B to go play video games.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
They're not looking for the horsepower and spinning the tires like you made it. What's our next part we're going to buy to make our car go faster or look better or something like that, And they're just not into it. So these grandkids today that I'm talking to, this is a completely, like I said to my wife, I think I'm on a different planet.
Very good. Hold that thought, Mark. We'll be back after this brief time out for some important messages. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats will move forward this week with their impeachment probe and they're leaving open the possibility of more hearings with more witnesses. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News Sunday that he disagrees with former National Security Council official Fiona Hill, who testified that blaming Ukraine for attacking the 2016 election was a result of a Russian disinformation campaign.
The Republicans in the House wanted to call a witness, a DNC political operative, who lobbied the Ukrainian embassy to be involved, get involved in the 2016 election. We don't know if Ukraine did that. We don't know to what extent. Because they won't let the president offer his evidence. And that's why I'll say once again, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence if you're not allowed to call your own witness.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to anything mechanical, when it comes to mechanics. He's an ASC certified mechanic, also a field reporter for the show, and we're talking about Los Angeles, we're talking about electric cars, and Mark was telling us about his customer base, how he has now handled several generations of families and their vehicles and the different nuances between the families, between the generations. And what do you think, Mark? I mean, there's no doubt there's going to be a lot of these electric cars available, but do you think that they're going to be as big as some people think that they're going to be?
Well, Bob, the whole picture, let me ask you, I'm going to kind of put you in a basket of because you're living in that basket, you and your wife. In 10 more years, how old will your daughter be? And will you look at, or is she going to want to drive? Will you be looking at a gas-powered, diesel-powered, or an electric vehicle for her?
Hmm.
And that's what my customer base is actually right now buying for their children. And I asked them that same question 10 years ago, Bob. And so if we go back 10 years from today, was the electric cars, trucks, even talked about as much as they are today? Were they available? Was the Toyota Prius, was the Ford Fusion Hybrid available, et cetera? And so that was 10 years ago. So today, those parents that I'm working on their gas and diesel vehicles, they're coming to me asking me about Toyota Priuses, Ford Fusion hybrids, hybrids in general, truthfully. Mark, can you work on those? What do you think about them? So I am in my own grandkids in 10 years, Bob. I'm in that same basket, meaning that, hey, Grandpa, what do you think about the Tesla electric truck? And, you know, that'll be 10 years older than that truck. And I'm like, hey, Bob, I better know something about them, huh? So it's kind of like, and that question I get asked, can you fix it, Grandpa? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
we're in that Ford Granada stage, is what I call it. The Ford Explorer stage. We're in a stage that I think that if we go back, you know, again, we can go back 20 years and we can talk, which we did. Bob, that's how you and I, we've been in this so long that our lives, especially yourself, with new cars, et cetera. My goodness, just name one model, one make that you talked about 25 years ago that did or didn't make it. And so, but the whole key is that we're talking about it, and that it's, when we talk about it, that means it must be in front of us, which is Tesla truck is in front of us, the electric car is in front of us, the Toyota Prius has done unbelievable, awesome, well, over the moon, shoot the moon with that thing, it's everywhere. But again, back to what you said, when it comes right down to it, in this out west area, you know, LA is a different story. You drive around LA and what you see is a lot of electric cars. That's a different story sitting on their freeway than it is sitting here on our freeway, of course. But overall, all of them are going to need repair work, et cetera. And that's my giddy up. And I really do believe that, money wise, if money was raining down on me, I would have two Corvettes hanging on the wall, and I would definitely have my name on the Cybertruck hanging on the wall when it came in. So, because I really do believe it would be just like my cars I have now, that 1916 Chevrolet. There we go. It's getting more obsolete every second because of this electric work coming out. But who would not want to drive a tri-motor all-wheel drive pickup truck that can go 500 miles on a single charge and tow 14,000 pounds, but the best part of it all is 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. I mean, that's some hauling some Home Depot lumber pretty quick, isn't it?
It certainly is. Those are remarkable performance numbers. Let's go to the caller lines at 855-660-4261. And let's see who we've got there. Okay, Trey joins us. You're in Southern Illinois?
Yeah, I sure am, Bob. I've called you all before. Mark helped me with a grounding issue on my Escalade.
Oh, great. Oh, well, it's good to hear from you.
No, I called. The main reason I called was I just purchased a Tesla Model 3, and I have less than 2,000 miles on it, and the main reason I bought it, not so much the electricity, it was because of the safety. I'm 55 years old, and I'm not getting any better with my driving. And the car has like 10 cameras in it, and you would be amazed of how safe that car is.
It's a good
point. It's over the top, isn't it?
Yeah, Mark, that thing, it sees cars in the media. It sees cars to the right of me, to the left of me. I don't have to turn my head to the right or the left anymore. It's just, I'm not saying it's the best car, but like I said, the reason I bought it was for safety. I'm hoping that's the last car I have to buy.
Well, let me ask you this. You're 55, and so with that said, and Bob and I know that number too, of course, age-wise, insurance on that Model 3, is it very cheap, or is it because of the safety work that since that car
it pretty much keeps you from ever putting a dent in the car, right? Pretty close.
Correct, Mark. But here's what I compared it to. I was looking at a 2020 Toyota Camry. The insurance on it would have been $86 a month. And on the Tesla, it's $125 a month.
Wow.
And I think the reason being is it's still too new. And I think they just automatically total those cars out because they just don't know what it takes to fix them.
Right. And I don't you believe, since they don't really have any track record yet, because there's not that many on the road quite yet, right?
I mean, think so, too. I know that in California only, Tesla is offering insurance for their customers. And I don't know how that's working. I don't know if it's a lot cheaper. I'm not in California. I'm in Southern Illinois. So
sure.
And I think it's the only car that I will buy that always gets better with updates. I'll get updates over the airwaves, and I get more mileage now per charge. I get more power now per charge. It's intriguing. I'm not saying it's everything, but it's worth looking at.
And what, overall, you're really not going to come see me then, you know, really, mechanic-wise.
No, you know how you hear everything. You can't read everything on the Internet and this and that. But the batteries are not supposed to deteriorate till they get to 300,000 miles, unless you overcharge them, and that was disappointing. You're only supposed to charge it up to 90% of what it's rated. If you do any more than that, I think it degrades the battery, and you can tear it up. So
sure.
Instead of me getting 250 miles on a charge, I'm realistically about 220.
This is awesome news. I really appreciate it. This is the real life here. I love it. Appreciate it.
Absolutely,
well,
Trey.
You all, and I really, really enjoy the program, Bob.
Thank you so much, Trey. Call us again. We'll take a pit
right,
stop and then more with Mark. Thank you.
The way is clear.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. This is Auto World, which is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning extra income, or rent and use a special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all capitals. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Mark Evans is with us. We're talking about the LA Auto Show. We're talking about electric vehicles, and we had a great caller there, Trey from Southern Illinois, who is an owner of the new Tesla Model 3, and that was a great call. We really appreciate Trey jumping on board and giving us his opinion. Well, Mark, the North American Car, Truck, and Utilities of the Year, the jury has named their finalists. This is the 2020. Let's begin with the nominees for passenger cars. It will be either the Hyundai Sonata, the latest generation of the Korean car maker's midsize sedan, the reborn Toyota Supra, another wildly hailed sports car, and a joint venture between BMW and Toyota, and the eighth generation Corvette, first ever model to go mid-engine, and already winner of the Motor Trend Car of the Year, which was recently announced. So the Corvette has already got one honor bestowed upon us. When it comes to utility vehicles, the nominees are the Hyundai Palisade. That's the automaker's biggest and most lavishly equipped SUV. The Kia Telluride, which is a three-row SUV, which shares the underpinnings of the Palisade, but delivers a slightly different look and feel. And the Lincoln Aviator, a new three-row utility that is being hailed as a luxury brand's best new product in years. As for the trucks, the nominees for 2020 include the Ford Ranger. This is the latest entrant back into the mix, so to speak, after sitting out for a number of years. We now have a new Ford Ranger truck. Also on the docket is the heavy-duty version of the Ram, which is winning accolades left and right, both the light-duty as well as the heavy-duty models. So all those are up for nomination, and we'll tell you more about it when we get a chance. Mark, are you still with us?
Yeah, I was going to say the truck's going to beat everybody there, I think. You know, one thing that I wanted to kind of highlight, when Trey said, he said he's from Illinois. I was actually born in Peoria, Illinois, Bob. And
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, lived in Illinois for some years there before we moved out to Idaho. But, you know, I've got relatives in Illinois, and it's kind of nice and warm and fuzzy to hear someone from Illinois on the line with us. And one thing that Trey said, too, was battery life, 300,000 miles. Now, I'm going to say this is live also. I mean, this is real live information out of my mouth, Bob. It's kind of interesting. I just helped a friend. Their family just moved, and so he came to me, and he said, Mark, can you help me sell our two cars? I've got to sell my house and all my belongings, and we're moving to Asia for a job. So I said, yeah, I can help you sell your cars. He had two cars. One was a Ford Fusion Hybrid, a 2010, Bob, 9 years old. The gauge for the battery, it hadn't even come off. It shows you the life of what's left on the battery. It hadn't even come off the high side of that yet.
Wow.
So back to that, and they had a Honda Odyssey I sold. So, you know, they're 25, 30-year-olds. So there's two different types of brands, but a hybrid and a Honda Odyssey for that age group. One thing that I see is a lot of people my whole entire life, career-wise, of repairing cars, everybody at 90 to 95, 98,000, they say what to me? Do I need to get rid of it? It's time to get rid of it. I don't want to put any repair into it. So an electric car has traced 300,000 miles, absolutely. And how many cars will the other person go through? Probably three. Or not wear them out, but get rid of them, trade them off, and go to the next one. And I think of the times when I have to put water pumps on them and heater cores in them and things like that. And the days and the nights and the evenings, I have to say, well, here's the bill. So things are changing. So I, you know, as you say, when you say that lineup of cars, look at what's in that lineup. And really, what is it? It looks like the Corvette and the Ram. Well, of course, the Lincoln. They've got some horsepower under the hood. And the word gas. So the Supra, of course, is gas. I'm a firm believer that too needs to stay around. One reason why is because the sound of the motor is unbelievable. I love the sound of a nice running engine. Because when I'm not working on them, Bob, I like to take them out and let them work for me, if you know what I mean.
Very good.
Absolutely.
And just to clarify on the trucks, I think I left one out. We've got, this is for the North American Car of the Year, Utility of the Year, Truck of the Year. The trucks are the reborn Ford Ranger, the Jeep Gladiator, and the Ram HD pickup truck. So three good offerings there. Be interesting to see which one takes that one home. I'm put my money on the Jeep Gladiator, but it could go to anybody in sport utility, the Hyundai Palisade, and the Kia Telluride. I have not driven, nor have I driven the Lincoln Aviator. So
have you
calling the?
We have got all of those running around our neighborhood here. We see them in our area, our town. I've seen them all. We have that Jeep Gladiator, which is the 4-door pickup for Jeep.
Yeah.
Bob, they're all over the place.
Been a hit right off the box.
Yep. People are liking them around here. And so the Telluride also, see a lot of those on the road now. A lot of them.
Yeah.
Super,
it's interesting.
I haven't yet had a chance to see one of those. I,
I have not seen one either.
78 version of that.
Sure. Well, it's become kind of iconic and definitely a collector vehicle, the older Supers, especially the last generation one that before it went away. But I have not seen a Super on the road as well, so we still have to look out for that. And, of course, the Corvette has not been put into mass production, so we will wait to find out on that. I haven't seen the latest generation of the Hyundai Sonata, but certainly over the years, Hyundai has done a good job with that vehicle in the midsize sedan category.
We see a lot of them, the Hyundai brand, here in the Idaho, Oregon, Washington area, all over the road. Of course, families in them. I really, again, back to, I've talked a few, you know, in a grocery store parking lot and parked next to you, and they give you their honest opinion of it, good and bad, and more good than bad, and that's why they own them. That's working good for them. And I don't see a lot of repair on them either, so that's the main thing. That's the key of it right there. Just people, you know, like I said, the repair word is something all of us, we do not want to go to the dentist, and the second place you don't want to go to is my place, the repair mechanic. But I kind of fixed that. You know, I should get my dentist license, fix your teeth and your car all in the same day.
Exactly. All under one roof.
You bet.
Very good.
It's called, what is it? Was that Walmart? They sell everything? I can hear it.
And you're not even a big box store. I like the way they came out with that expression these days. They call Costco and Target and Walmart and stores like that the big box stores.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And now, you know, if you want to have a, if you get lonely that one day and you decide you want to go out, you know, it's time to just drive over to Costco and sit in the parking lot and look at the people coming out of Costco with their carts of what they have on it. I mean, there's an exciting time right there. Just be a people watcher.
Are you admitting to actually doing this?
I'm a sick person because you know what I do? I look at the cars. I don't look at the people.
I look at the cars, too. I'm with you. Well, my friend, the hour has blasted by. We'll get you back with us real soon for an hour. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Auto World. Don't forget DriveShare.com. Save $50 off with the keyword Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs. Free.
Free. Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.